Oh.
Okay, go ahead. 7:01. It's Monday, June 10th, 2024. It's a meeting of the Parks and Rec Commission of the City of Derby.
And we have Heather and Diane on there.
Heather and Diane and Jose are, it looks like they're
Jose.
on.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
My voice. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, you're all set.
All right, thank you, Mark. Okay.
Alrighty, roll call. John Bittman.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill is excused. Heather Buten. Heather?
Heather? I heard her. No, maybe that wasn't her.
Yeah. Okay, Jose Rivera.
Yes, here.
Thank you. Michael Kelleher is excused. Diane Smith?
Here.
Okay, is Heather Buten on the line? Not yet. Okay, but we still have a quorum.
Acceptance of the minutes from the meeting of May 13th, 2024. Everybody see them?
Yep.
Yes.
Motion to accept the minutes of May 13th.
Accept.
And a second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 None being heard. Motion carries. Okay. Public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak now? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak? None being heard, we'll go on to our next correspondence.
None.
None. Okay. Director's report.
Okay. I'll start with, you guys have my report, right? Okay. So the community center, things are going steady. We still do very well with our programs. We are still taking in the revenue that we've been consistently getting. We have had some problems with the neighborhood starting to developed. We've had to call the police a couple times. We had an overdose in the middle of the road the other last week. So a couple scenarios that are not so nice for our swim lesson kids coming to the center. But we're busy. I don't know how, but we stay busy. Next, we're going to talk about. You guys had voted, we voted to eliminate metal spikes at Ryan Complex, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I did share this with our athletic director, who seems to be right on target with us. I haven't shared it yet with the track people, but we need to because... the track problem that we just fixed, which we are not done with, we can't go on with that. Our track was deteriorating too quickly, and it has to do with metal spikes. Presumably, that's what the maintenance people are telling me. Okay, the summer schedule at Ryan, the football field, has not started. The Valley Generals Football Club is scheduling to play their first game on June 29th, 2004. And the adult men's soccer schedule is not finalized, but we do have the Ole soccer group who will be playing at our facility. They could play as many as 10 games. I talked about the track maintenance, okay? It's pretty expensive. It's not something we could sustain like every year, okay? We fixed the portion that we noticed first, but we have more to go. So hopefully that everybody gets on board with the metal spikes problem and we don't have to worry about it anymore. Well, we need to talk with our coaches, really. The ones that wear them are our people and who we compete with. The public isn't coming up with those types of shoes. You know what I'm saying? In baseball or track. It's our athletic teams. Yes. And
are we the only ones that actually use metal spikes on them? I mean, like all the other fields.
Well, listen, it was like 5 years ago where we had a very large discussion about metal spikes. And it was determined that we needed to permit that. And Doc Conway had done an extensive survey, called everybody. And this was at that time, okay? It was said that we can't eliminate metal spikes because the teams that are coming to play us may not have two pairs of shoes. Okay, 5 years ago. Right. Since then, how many turf fields have been built? Probably a lot. It's gravitating towards turf rules, you know. So the grass rules are almost eliminated because almost everything's turf. So I think that was a grass rule that was hanging on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, hopefully this decision eliminates it pretty much.
Good.
Okay. moving on. Little League is winding down. The 13 to 15 division is playing at Payton Field. They got a lot of games left. They'll be playing for a while. Firemen have started at Payton Field.
They're playing tonight.
They started last Monday. They waited until the high school schedule was completely done before they came to Payton Field, which is good. And then I just have the receivable number. And that's it for me.
Any discussion on that?
Questions?
Hearing none. Okay. High school director. Not here. All right. No one knows their business. 7A. Capital plan projects. You had what, five that you discussed?
Mm-hmm. I met with Brian and he added in the request for the progressive maintenance schedule for Ryan County that you had talked to him about.
Right, I mentioned the millions of fields.
Right. I think he's trying to get $50,000 a year. I think that's what he said. But we have our we do have our wish list.
Yeah.
But that wasn't on it because I was always saying take the 100,000 and take half of it.
Right.
Right.
But I don't know.
That's why I
was up there every 10 years or something to that field or something.
In the vicinity. It could be 8, could be 12.
By the time we're ready to replace
it, depends on what really has to happen. So you've just got to be ready, is what we got to do.
Well, at least we've got a plan. Yeah.
It's got to be accepted, I think.
And then you have the field, Bradley Field. We have the backstop on it.
Yeah, in our list is the backstop that is dilapidated in poor shape. And we also have a boatload of clay for our ball fields.
Yeah.
Because, it's in the capital plan because we need like $8,000 worth. So it's too much for the budget.
Finals meeting again next week. I heard that today.
When you find out the exact date of time, I'll have to talk to Mark.
I think it's next Wednesday, but I'll have to
be there. Okay. All right. Discussion with Pop Warner. 7B on her.
Thank you. I'll start with the negative remarks in your last meeting were unacceptable and inaccurate. These meetings are recorded for the public to listen to.
Can we grab some more chairs out there, Ken? You want to grab a chair? Yeah.
Melissa Mangiolo, 8 Lombardi Drive, Derby, Pop Warner President.
Thank you.
The negative remarks in your last meeting were unacceptable and inaccurate. These meetings are recorded for the public to listen to, and this board and a city employee made statements about me and my program that were both defamatory and inaccurate. If we're to be discussed, we should be on the agenda. We should be informed. The fact that we have to be here to defend ourselves is outrageous to me. So we'll start with everything that was said, and I'll have a chance to address it. Dennis, you said, the games that we don't like start in September. Tell me what that means.
I don't remember yet.
Well, you said it.
The games that we don't like.
Yeah. The games that you don't like start in September. Isn't that nice?
Well, when do you start?
We start in September.
No, you don't. You start in August.
You referenced us. So your attitude about us is terrible. And you admitted it in a meeting. This is where we're starting. Okay. We'll keep going. I don't know what this meant, but you said we invite 10 teams to come play with us. Yeah, it's our home field. We play other teams on our home field.
That's about 10 teams jamborees.
Okay. But we'll go there next.
Okay.
The jamboree. I do whatever I please, and Dennis needs to get me in check. I don't know whose voice it was, but I heard it. Okay. So the Jamboree is a kickoff for our flag program. In 2022, we had a traffic problem. I was told I needed to manage that better. I wasn't the current president at the time, but I took it upon myself as president in 2023 to hire Derby Police Department to help manage the traffic. Okay. Wasn't told I couldn't do it. I was told I had to manage the traffic better. So I did. Okay. Last minute, Dennis tells me I need to cancel because I need permission. Okay. I come to this board, ask for permission, and I'm told no. And that I would need Board of Aldermen approval and that I would never get it. Okay. So I couldn't bear to tell the kids and the families that we weren't going to host that weekend this that we had prepared for. So I went to the Board of Aldermen. I actually called you, spoke to you. You were in favor of it.
Never spoke to the board, though.
But you were in favor of it. And in the meeting last week, you spoke as if you weren't. So I appreciate that. What else? Let's see. That's it for that page. Oh, Dennis, you mentioned that you let it happen and you didn't stomp your feet about it. But you conveniently left us no toilet paper and no soap anywhere in the building. So I appreciate that.
I did
have a question.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt. When did you let Dennis know or that it was gonna happen?
I submitted the dates of our games to Dennis as soon as I had them. When did they come? Early August? We find out when our games are?
Games,
yeah.
Well, that's not the question. It's about the jamboree. Okay, the first jamboree. We knew nothing about.
I needed to tell you.
Yeah.
It was a game. Okay.
All right. The second jamboree, we found a couple days before it happened. And that's not unique of Pop Warner because the cancer weekend with the games, we found out on Thursday that it's not one game or two games. It's all day, and they're inviting other teams to play there, except we don't know about it until Thursday morning. Okay,
but
that happens a lot. Okay,
for that program, I did everything I was asked to do for that event. I paid for the extra facilities people. I paid for the coverage I was asked to cover.
You ended up doing that. That's correct.
Everything that I was asked to do. Yet there's still an issue, and we're
There's gonna be an issue.
No, there's not gonna be because we're not gonna ask to do it because I can't be bothered.
Okay, that's
great. Right. That's what
you're gonna say. So we're not inviting 10 teams to come play on the field.
You
that is
good. So why should we?
Well, that's,
we're going to do the regular games that we're going to do, and that's going to be it, because I can't deal with it. Not going to. It's fine.
Well, I'm sorry for it, but you know, we have, as you heard, you know, we're looking at $1 million problem, you know, down the road to repair everything.
And we're here to take care of this program for our
youth
in town.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
But we've got to work together.
Very cooperative, did everything I was asked to do, went through the proper channel. Some egos got hurt, and I'm sorry about that. People made it about them. For me, it's about the kids, and that's why I came to you, and that's why I went to the Board of Aldermen. That's it. Not about me. Couldn't care less. Not a horse in the race. Couldn't tell those kids they couldn't play. Any more questions about that?
No. You know, I was going to write notes, but I figured, you know.
You'll have it in here.
No, I meant if I had a question that I would, and if you don't mind me interrupting, then
nope,
when I do it, we'll do it that way then. Okay.
You're the chairman.
You spoke about our move, right? And you said it wasn't going to happen, which is fine. But I came to this board almost a year ago to ask about moving out of the Little League field house because it's expensive. That's what I asked for. Okay, I'm still waiting on the committee to get back to me. Apparently, you've made a decision, which is fine. We'll continue to pay $4,200 a year back to the city for a building we hardly use. It's fine. You talked about we take anybody and the floodgates are open and that the kids that we have in the program don't live here. Okay, so let me correct that. Okay, we don't take anybody. We can't take just anybody. Pop Warner allows for children to come cross town when there isn't a Pop Warner program in town or there isn't an appropriate program for the child, meaning the age, the skill level. Pam, anything else? Am I missing anything? Okay. Those kids have to get waivers to come here. So we have to get a waiver signed. Right now we have 12 registered for the year out of 60 cheerleaders registered. And those kids pay more to come here to our program. And they help fund our program for our town.
Thanks for telling us that.
Well, if you had asked,
we didn't know.
Well, but you made assumptions and you spoke ill.
Well,
of
we
us
didn't know.
Because you spoke without us here and you spoke ill of us. Again.
We spoke as a result of what we see. It's
open and you should see
well, they are. Doing over they here. Are. Your cheerleaders come from out of town.
Yes.
Okay.
I just
Thank
explained.
You.
And how? And what
it's
the purpose
okay.
is.
Thanks.
It is okay.
All right. You
yeah.
too.
Okay. Any questions about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
August.
Okay. All right. You said we got big problems. We're down to two teams and we're in trouble and we need to do better. Okay. I don't know where you got the two teams from. We don't even have our teams formed for football, I'm assuming you're speaking of. Okay. For football, last year we had three teams. Previous year, we had four. We spread the kids out too much that year with the four, and we decided to put the same amount of kids last year on three teams so that they could have a better experience. They were getting beat up that previous year as they were spread out on teams. So we put the same amount of kids, approximately 55 football players, on three teams last year. We're aiming to do the same this year. Our registration is not closed yet. We don't have big problems. Our problems are that parents can't afford registration, and we need equipment. Those are our problems. But we're going to the schools to try to recruit. He's been to the elementary schools three or four times. We're having a free clinic for 4 weeks, three nights a week.
Yes.
We're charging out-of-towners, just in case you're curious. I don't think we have too many.
Nope.
Okay. So we had 60 kids. two out of towner, 60 kids last week came for free and played on our field, and we hope they register. This is the whole idea. So we're doing the best we can with what we have, the volunteers in the program. And to listen to last week's meeting, this is why people don't volunteer. Last month, excuse me.
Could have been last week.
To listen to the conversation and the negativity, this is why people don't volunteer. So instead of being negative, it would be great if you could be helpful and ask us what we need so that we could do better. We're trying our best here.
Well, you know, a number of things, not just you, all of our
experience. We say in trouble, we're discussing. Kenny's in trouble. We don't have a team. I'm youth basketball. We're in trouble. Okay. So you not being in trouble is impossible. We all are.
You were talking about us, which is
fine. Not, yeah, but you know what? That was the topic. But that's the case. The case is we're all in trouble. And you are too.
We our okay. families have trouble paying registration.
That's an issue.
That's our only issue. If we didn't have that, all the other issues would trickle away. Other than dealing with this kind of stuff, honestly. This is aggravating.
You don't even have to deal with this. It's really, I do.
Because I have to communicate with you and you don't communicate back. And then I made sure
that we were going to talk with you tonight.
Dennis. Huh? I have more outbound emails to you than I can count.
Okay,
it's fine. Does anybody else have anything they want to say about the program or me while I'm here? So we can talk about it?
The best thing to do is communicate.
Oh, I'm here for it.
And I will apologize for the board in that respect.
I forgot that one. Hold on, let me go back. Okay. You actually said that you saw the email that I tried to go around Dennis to get to you for some reason, which is unbeknownst to me.
It wasn't.
It was to get on this agenda. I sent an email to Mark Garofalo saying, would you mind sharing Mr. Bittman's email address? I'd like to get on the agenda.
But did I not give you my text number, which I told you?
Last year, follow-ups from the committee you were supposed to hang up about.
Right.
Move out of
I gave you text number because I told you I don't see my emails that much. So
That's irrelevant. The point is, you made a statement about that she did it again. I see what she was trying to do. She was trying to go around you, Dennis. No, I wasn't. I don't appreciate it.
That's because that's what happened with the jamboree.
Okay.
When you went around me
the board and was told I had to go to another board. And so I did. That's it. So I didn't go around Dennis. I was trying to get to you to ask to come here.
Like I said, I gave you my text number because I don't look at my emails that often. Okay. That's why I specifically gave you my text number, which I look at daily.
Okay.
So if you want to get a hold of me.
But I got it now. I'm good. Okay. But you understand my point in saying I wasn't trying to go around anybody.
Okay.
I was merely trying to go to the person I thought I needed to go to and was made out to be sneaky and conniving again. It's great. Okay. So, nobody has anything else to say about what was said in last meeting? I can go on to the new stuff?
Please.
Okay. I have our budget to turn in for you. Outside of registration and fundraising being unpredictable, we've got as best we can do to predict what we'll do. We do have a cost of equipment issue. We do need to replace some shoulder pads. Anything else? Some uniforms are falling apart. So, we're working on that.
How often now? Because it's been years since how often do you have to replace the helmets?
We replaced the helmets in the last 2 years because the ones we had were old because they hadn't been used.
Right, because they have to be replaced every 4 or 5 years. There is an actual specific time.
But they're so old, they're outdated, and they're not safe. So we have to deal with that. The uniforms are also old. That might have to wait till next year because we got huge costs for
Melissa, my name is Diane Smith. I just joined the committee. Can you tell me what the tuition is for the, because you said that's an issue for people can't come up with the money. How much is the tuition for the program?
Yep. Our registration fees for most of our programs for in Derby are $250. Mm-hmm. Out of towners pay $275. Right. And we have a flag program and a tiny mite program, which are a younger group that are 175.
Do we do like some type of fundraising to try to?
We fundraise like crazy. That's the only way we get to pay for anything.
Okay.
Do you follow us on Facebook?
No, but I will.
We post everything. We have a lot going on already.
All right, so here's the issue. I mean, there seems to be a lot of friction between the thing. The point that I see as an outsider is the point is just getting this program on course and not arguing, but let's see what we can do to get it to work and to be, you know, the most best for the kids.
I appreciate that. That's what we're here for. I just needed to address what was said last time.
Yeah, I understand.
We fundraise. We have great volunteers. We have a volunteer coordinator position on our board that we've created. She's busting her butt trying to get volunteers to do fundraising and man the concession stand and the gates at our games, which is also a revenue generating seat mm-hmm. for us. We also have two fundraising coordinators on our board. That's new mm-hmm. this year. They're just focusing on that, and they're hitting us every other week with a new fundraiser.
If there's an opportunity where I'm available, I'm certainly available to do volunteering too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I missed your name. I'm so sorry.
Diane Smith.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And my email and phone number are on our website and on our Facebook page. My direct.
Thank you. You're welcome to reach out.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, our email address on Public Works, not email, our website on Public Works page is not the right one.
Okay, thank you.
What is that? Park and Rec page. Who updates that for you?
I don't.
Who does it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's done here.
Yeah,
Mark's here. Yeah, City Hall.
Mark has his own page. I'll ask him. Okay.
So, okay, because I have nothing to do with it.
Okay. Registration. Our cheer registration is closed. We have 60 cheerleaders. Football won't close until August. But we, like I said, we do have 60 plus kids at our free clinic. We're hoping they register, but costs will be an issue. So we're going to fundraise and hope to be able to offset that cost. We're actually looking to sort of like Little League, try to find sponsors for teams. To help offset the cost. All of a sudden I have an accent. Game day security. This was something we started last year. We started having a police officer present at every home game scenario. The only two games that we didn't have one, I had to call the police. So it's a necessary piece to our home game scenario, unfortunately. But it's so expensive. So I'm curious from this board, what can you, any ideas on how we might go about finding a less expensive?
What does that cost?
We spent $3,000 on Derby Police last year.
So how many games? I mean,
we end up
you did it twice?
Five.
How many cops did they send?
Four home.
At least four
home. We have at least four home games. We only have one cop.
So they're at every game?
Yes. Oh, they're there the whole time. It's just like EMT. Like,
and what was the reason you had a call?
I had somebody in the stands that needed to be removed. And I had a very odd scenario, suspicious person in the crowd that I needed removed. And by the time the cops got there, this one approached him and got him out, which I'm not okay with having that happen. Like, God forbid something happened. I don't need a board member. Right. And then on the other side, I was the one dragging people out of the field. I don't want to do that either.
Is there the possibility of hiring off-duty cops?
But it's not our guys, right? Can you repeat that, Diane? Yes.
Is it possible to hire off-duty cops for a lesser fee?
So I just need to know how to go about it. The union issue is my problem, I'm told, with the Derby Police Department. I had asked, I had inquired about asking the SSO officers from the school district, but was told that would violate the police union. I can't find a way around it.
Okay.
Melissa Jose.
Hi.
How are you? And so I have a buddy who's in like private security. And his unit, they're armed security guards.
Yeah.
And they actually, when the carnival comes there to Shelton by Inline Plastic, They're the guys that actually are doing all the security there. So I can actually reach out to them and see what their cost is and how we go about trying to get them to possibly hire them, you know?
I think it's a city question too. Like, right. It's not going to work.
I think that's what's going to stop it.
That's a deflective bargain.
Yeah, right.
There's no way around any of it.
Well, listen, they carry like the last thing we
used to. Yeah, well,
they carry guns.
I know, I don't like that.
I mean, they had an issue. They instead of flagmen, like for these road projects, they opted for a intermunicipal agreement with senior. So sometimes you see single police.
Right.
Yes, they didn't want to be alongside.
And it's not even a controlled cost either. It's a variable cost because they put the job out and everybody wants it. So I ended up with, you know, the highest paid police officers there for the day. And I don't know. I maybe there's no good answer. Maybe we just have to figure out how to.
That's just the police, the public works. Elected issue with us with the fence. So one of the parents took the fence down, and we had to pay 4 hours.
That's against the union.
We had to pay 4 hours for a bunch of words because a couple of our people took that orange fence out. You know, so it's not just the police; it's the whole everything in town. The union is kind of close.
So we're stuck with it, basically. There's no way. Okay. All right. Well, we'll just have to figure it out. I'm not comfortable not having it because, like I said, the days we didn't have it, we needed to call. And, you know, they can't get there immediately, obviously. And the things that happened between the time they got there and the time I called, it's too scary. We've got kids everywhere. I'm not okay with it. So we're going to have to figure it out. Okay, we don't have our schedule. We won't until probably mid-August. So. Are there any dates that you already know of that we need to avoid? Or can you let me know? Because I'll want to give that to them before they give us our schedule. Okay.
Well, seeing, the only thing that would take precedence at this point would be anything that the high school was doing.
Sundays are our day, right? We just need to stay on Sunday and we're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And once we get your schedule, then we go around, and the weeks that you're not using it, then we will put it out, for other people.
Okay.
When do you practice?
We're up top at the Little League. I'm not sure what nights we're going to do yet. Do we know?
Not yet.
Yeah, we're going to wait and see. We're up top because the scheduling scenario was too hard to figure out. We'd love to be down, but we wanted to move, and that was not okay.
Not available? It's listed. Yeah. Yeah. In the fall.
Generally, have the
interparents
until
about
7:30.
So school ends
for the
fall.
Which is fine. We're situated for.
We always use technical.
If they need it, yeah.
Is it about that?
It's Monday through Friday. It won't be because,
once we get range, we'll ask.
It's available.
Okay. Is there a plumbing issue?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that at the...
What's the issue?
You've got to make sure that they're on.
Yeah.
If they're
not broken.
No, I just knew there was... We didn't have access. All right, so Picnic Grove, if we're going there, we have to make sure he knows because we don't have the key to that.
Yeah. If you're going there, it's going to be regular, I would think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this was the first night, one night, and wasn't ready for anybody.
It wasn't ready.
It wasn't ready.
No, we got them to come, but they didn't open it anyway. So
it was difficult that day. Very, very difficult organizing it, having it open. Very, very difficult. We worked around it, but it took a lot to be able to do it when it should have been.
Do they need advance notice?
Huh?
How much notice do they need?
Well, it doesn't matter because you're not there right now. But I don't know how much advance work. I don't know. They work till 2.
Okay, so they must have just not done it this time. Okay. All right. Anything else?
No.
In terms of cleaning of Payton, is that your department? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. Can we put a power washer? Like, I just feel like it's not right. What it needs to be. Have you been down there?
Not in 2 months, anyway.
It's the most beautiful facility in the state, maybe even in New England. And I just can't believe the condition that we're in.
The building itself or around the building?
The stairs, the cement, just, we own a power washer? I don't know.
It says that they have the mess.
I don't know how it's acceptable. Okay. Anybody, did I miss anything?
That 250 is a big number for people.
Yeah.
So how much does a child to play? What do you need for a kid to play? You think?
And does that most I don't mean correct, but is that 250 also for your cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus they pay for their uniforms and all their stuff. That's they pay for everything. Those parents cover it all. It's very expensive.
Yes, it is. I have two daughters.
Yeah. All they need is a mouthpiece and a cup, and we even provide the mouthpieces sometimes. We really don't charge them for anything else, but we need the 250 to cover the cost. A Sunday costs us $1,500, and if we can't get parents to cover gates, we have no income. Concession, we're in there. We can't get parents to volunteer. You have the same problem. I know you do. We can't get people to help us. And so we're losing money because of that. And so we need the registration, or we need people to volunteer or fundraise. Because the money that the city allocates for us, while it be a good amount of money, goes right back to that fee for the building. It's almost a wash. So that would help us with equipment. That was my point in asking if we could move out, because we're being charged for something that we don't need.
Good question. Sorry to interrupt. Yep. Why do we spend so much money on a building that we don't need? Can any of you guys answer that question?
Well, the answer was when the place burnt down. I don't even know if you remember when that happened.
This is the story of that. Because I've been around for 52 years.
Yes. You've got to keep up.
Pop 20. Warner, during a period of time, Pop Warner and Pete Zappio was the president. I forgot who was involved, but they were actually putting all their equipment, shoulder pads, helmets, in their own homes. They weren't in the Little League. They were in their own homes. That's where they stored all the stuff. That was a Little League field. Pop Warner was not involved in the ball. Okay, so I felt bad for Pop Warner. I was fairly with Pete. And we made the arrangement where they started storing some of their stuff up there. But then the building burned down. Okay, and we had to build with donations. And we had a nice big refreshment stand planned. Okay, we took back half the refreshment stand so we could get into that room up there, downstairs. Okay, and then we made rooms upstairs for you too. One, we come through the doors and you have the office up there. Okay, so, because I felt bad that you guys, platform didn't have any place to put their equipment or their records, nothing. They didn't have any place at all. So, and believe me, not you guys, but over the years, I got burned on that. Because right away, it's a 50-50 deal now. It's not a 50-50 deal. I was nice enough to open that building up to platform because the residents and the coach were storing all their stuff in their own homes, believe it or not. You know, so we made an agreement with Dennis that he would pay for anything that's on the outside of the building. So anything that room goes wrong out there, Dennis pays for it. Anything that has to do with the inside of the building, we're responsible for it. You guys go.
Okay, we structure this. Can we restructure this?
Well, that's
how long ago was this put together?
For us, what happened was Pop Warner wanted to be in there all year round. Okay. That had something to do with paying the utilities as well. We used to shut it down for at least half a year, and they didn't want to. So they agreed to pay the utilities.
They still shut it down during the winter.
Shut down.
Everything is shut down for the winter.
Well, listen, that's what Ronnie Slowith wanted, okay? But you guys might be different.
Right, but that's
what he wants.
I'm the treasurer. That's why I reached out to you.
Yeah.
I want to be able to restructure this because the way it looks right now, it's not fair. We need to relook at this. We need to see a contract. We need to agree. And we just get, hey, you owe this amount, but it's not.
No, excuse me. That's not true. That is not true.
So right now, though,
I've given Melissa and fast treasurer the reports of everything that's been paid out of that account.
I understand that. But like I said, like right now, we just get this is how much we owe. But I want to be able to see the bills. Yeah. It doesn't make sense for Pop Warner to pay for utilities when it shut down, number one, right?
But we're not there when you're there. We're not there in the winter either.
Right, so then break it down. What I'm trying to say is
let's restructure it
to make sense.
That's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Right
now. That's what I'm trying to do.
The only way you can restructure it is to get the city to pay for everything.
Well, that's what we want.
So then we need to look into it,
That's what we want.
And I don't know if it's you, who determines the amount allocated to the programs?
Myself, the committee, and everybody.
What did we do? But we split the cost with them on the cost of the building.
Well, because it has nothing to do with the building.
It has
to do with the health of the program.
Years and years and years, we got more than we got.
And this is where
you lost your program.
So could we please?
They took the money away from you.
So I guess let's put a motion out there that I would like to sit with you all to figure out how can we restructure this and come out with an agreement to make this make sense. Because right now, the way I see it, it doesn't make sense. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, so you need to use the building. Maybe you need to use the building. You do. How many months do you need to use it?
We use their stuff on stored all year. That's still up there for a few months.
In the fall,
right.
We use it in the spring and summer, and nobody uses it in the winter.
But then, when we want to use it, there's sometimes
some
issues.
Can I just say something?
We just come up with an
agreement. We want to come up with a plan that doesn't do this anymore. Okay?
That's fine.
All right. That's what we wish for. Okay. I have three buildings. That's one.
Okay.
I got three. All right. The structure that we have now. Is leans everything goes in a funnel and ends up on me. Okay. So, I'm not the old man. So, right. So, what we're hoping for is city buildings are handled by city agencies and city workers. Okay. The volunteer situation you had mentioned several times is not good anywhere. Okay. So, having that building run by volunteers, I don't want that anymore. I don't, and I don't think we do. So, nothing against Kenny. Kenny's been there 52 years, okay? But no one's here forever. And it's time, we need improvement on the whole landscape of Ryan Complex, okay? We need better, I don't know what the right word is, focus on the whole complex, because it's all turf now, which means it's all artificial, which means that the maintenance is completely different. They're starting to pop up now. For the first time, they're starting to pop up, and they're never going to stop. So the scrutiny for the city of Derby with these three buildings that I manage, Parks and Rec, can't stay the same, okay? And the Little League building being run by volunteers, forget it, because it's not how it used to be when these decisions were made, okay? Public Works is going to need to take over all the maintenance up there because they have a fight every week. Am I right, Ken? Okay, so that can't happen no more, all right? So it's going to be all us and none of that. You can run your programs, but fighting with Public Works for the condition of the field need not happen. Okay. Condition of the building need not happen. All right. If this is the thing. The budget's in. Okay.
I understand.
So this is going to take a season.
Right.
Okay. So this is not overnight. I'm not promising anything, but that's right. What we think.
Right.
I mean, you know,
if okay, he showed you what it actually costs to run the program and where the money's coming from and where it's not. I mean, we had kids that didn't pay registration last year. We took them anyway. We're in a deficit because of it, but we took them anyway because we did, as a board, we don't want to say no to anybody that, right. If they're a Derby resident.
Right.
Well, we can't afford to keep doing that when, you know, we don't have the money.
You know, well, and they don't well, that's not a new story.
No.
When I was with Kenny,
right.
And when I was in the Pop Warner, it was right. We were doing that then. And it was every year we'd be tearing our hair off because you want the kids to be there. It's you want them to participate. Nothing's good. You know, and I know it's frustrating. And it's right. Also, you know, now that I'm this, no, it's frustrating up here too.
Common sense.
It really is frustrating.
Well, the thing is, like volunteers, it's dangerous. It's okay. You know, most of the time, it's to get them to do some basic work is.
Yeah. Well, that was like when we built the place up there. It was five of us up there built it. Yeah.
Five of us. Ken, when I was coaching Little League, they didn't come near the field because we had a dozen of me. And we took care of everything. Nobody needed to come near. That's totally opposite. Now. And they were not. No, the point of the matter is they don't get guys because Little League doesn't have any volunteers.
We have this.
They don't get workers.
Things have changed.
We need leadership from Public Works at these meetings so they can hear our frustration and our requests and our
actions. I think it's better, Public Works, in the past 6 months. I mean, anything I call for is done. Yeah. We just need to sit down with these people.
You're also Ron Sill.
That's
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the rest of us, when we call or ask for something,
they'll sit down with Mickey, and I think it'll be a totally different thing now with him working with us. It's totally different up there now.
Some before. Cooperation.
That's
a Little League problem. That's not a Pop Warner problem. The field is a Little League problem. You guys don't have them.
All of us have children. We're all here for the children. So let's just, and I mean, I think we've got a good group of people who are willing to help. We're all here for the right, same thing. So let's just all get together. Figure it out. Now, what I asked you about the restructuring, sometimes you have to restructure. So
we need to pick out about five things that we got to work on as a team by priority and get it done. There's no reason we can't get it done.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, I can't make every single one of these meetings, but if you tell me that something's coming up about us, someone will be here. Someone will be here if you let us know that we're being talked about.
Well, we're on it live.
I know, but I don't always pay attention because I have other things. If it's a topic to discuss that has to do with us, one of us will be here.
I think going forward, you should be here because we're coming into the season in a couple of months. So we know we got problems. Somebody should be here to represent you all the time.
Okay. Someone will be here.
Okay.
So the bottom line with the fee for the building is this can't happen overnight.
Right.
It cannot.
Right.
So...
But when it comes down to budget time, when you're putting together your budget, can we sit with you and Little League and whoever else is on your list? I'm sure I know there's more. You have other programs. Let's figure it out. I'm sure
his in well. Your budget, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm walking away with it. Have it in here.
When do you guys put the budget together?
Had
to be in my
way. Yeah, we start in December.
There you go. Thank you. So meetings in December will be mostly about budget.
That's the beginning. Then you have to have it in by when? When's the time over?
April. Yeah, March 1. You know, they start examining stuff as well. Yeah.
Well, the biggest thing is this is communication, right?
We used to do one thing and it worked for a couple of years. Is we would say, $200 for the kid to play football. If you volunteered a certain number of hours, you would get a refund back. And that really helped get people at the games. And so
we've also done the we've got program fundraisers, and we allow for individual fundraisers. So we had kids last year that fundraised their entire season, including their travel to Florida for cheer. Mm-hmm. So we're offering that as well. So some are taking advantage of it for sure. Others are not.
Yep.
And we have all kinds of sponsorship opportunities. We do have some corporate sponsors, but we also have that Jim Mascola Memorial Award, where it's just monetary donations to put towards kids that can't charge or can't pay their registration or costs within the program. So we've offered some payback for volunteering in the concession stand. We've talked about that. It's somewhat of an administrative nightmare to track, which is
why we've not done
it.
You can't get people to help.
No,
I'm here today. Oh. So. Yeah. I promised my wife I'd never get into this. She's still not talking to me, so it worked.
So what's number one tonight we're going to accomplish?
I think we did. Communication.
Still better.
Working together.
Yeah.
You know, work together better.
We're on your side.
Yeah.
We really are. No, it didn't sound like we're frustrated too.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you realize.
No. They meet once a month, so it's up to you guys to make sure you come to the meetings.
Yeah.
Yep. Second Monday.
Mm-hmm. When's the next
meeting? Second Monday, 7 o'clock here.
Second, feel free to give them my phone number. So if they want to text me.
Okay. A lot of people.
Yep.
What else?
None. What's next?
I want to go back to anything to report. We were
sorry, I was in an all-star baseball game with my playing right after.
Okay.
That's not over. So.
Nine.
Four.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nine.
They
ended it?
Yes,
they
did. The Connecticut High School Coaches Association Senior All-Star Game. So all of our programs have finished for the year. Saturday was our last event. Four of our boys went to New England for track and New Hampshire. Did very well. Overall, our track program had many medals at NBL, states, opens even. Both of our baseball and softball programs went to the state tournament this year, which was amazing. So we had a really good spring. Our middle school programs are flourishing as well. The track programs were 4-1, both the girls and the boys. They did well at states. We had multiple all-staters at the high school level, also one all-stater at the middle school level. We utilized all the fields this year.
It's okay.
Good year.
Still looking at it. It's not about this.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions they want to ask me?
Those bushes, how are we going to do?
Probably another month or so. I know what we did right away kind of helped a little bit with getting everyone into the schools. That next day, we're not going to come into the schools. The new setup there was really good.
Yep.
I think soccer was there that night as well. So, yeah, it's just not sure. Again, it's a cost thing, right? That's what we discussed at that meeting. It's a cost thing. And other than reaching out to local businesses or alumni and try to get them to sponsor some kids in all of our sports. There's not a whole lot I feel like that we can do, but we can definitely come back to the table.
This is probably us more than anything. From home plate down the right field line, we got the ivy growing up, but there's all these big bushes taking over the field.
Yeah, no, I
you have that, told me about that.
I noticed actually behind the field too today. I was going to say something to
Mike. Just getting everything. He'll take care.
He's great. I mean,
it's so far so good.
One phone call, and they fixed the damage that was done to the announcer's booth because we were getting rained on back there, and the scoreboard was getting wet during games. David Hunt, right?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I know Public Works did it.
Yes, they did.
He paid for the materials?
Yes.
Okay, so Dennis placed the materials. He also paid for...
We hustled them up.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
We had recent issues with the track, you know, starting to a little bit of aging by the starting line. Dennis had someone come up recently.
We had some. And metal spikes on the track.
Correct.
Well,
on the
track, too. So we
gotta
talk.
You can't wear anything other than those lights on.
We gotta talk. Because it's not working out. Okay, so we gotta talk. Because we don't know why do other tracks
survive?
So no tracks survive.
Correct.
So tracks, what happened to us happens to everybody.
Correct.
I don't think so, but we'll talk.
Was the track a different company than the turf?
Yeah.
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 I've already let.
Well, the bottom line is if that's going to happen, then we need a lot more money for maintenance. That little portion we did was $8,600. We're not done. Yeah, and it's, you know what? Wow. You know, it's expensive. And we got plenty of other areas that are, hurting. Yeah. So we got to talk. We got to figure something out. Maybe there's sharpening of them kids do that, but stuff is not right. Because we had too much. That's what they said, AT&T. They said, this is too much for this amount of time. So I have to figure something out.
If you get from the city, $6,500,
huh? Me? Yeah. That's an estimate. We got 55 last year. I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I haven't checked the new.
It's six.
Okay.
I think.
So it's 500 more than last year. Thank you.
Did you go to the tax board?
No. No, I
didn't.
But, you know.
You did?
Not for this. I did. I went for Board of Ed. I didn't go for this.
Yeah. That's something we're going to do next year. Budget time.
Well, yeah.
Like we have here tonight, go to the tax board and say, hey, that's what usually works.
The night that they work for Dennis's budget is the night that we also go.
Right. Strength in numbers, yeah. That's all.
There's something like you're guessing, right? You're guessing.
No.
They don't know.
We're
guessing sometimes.
You know what you need.
We know what we need. Depending on the programs we have, right? Like, so we have 6 cheer teams this year. Last year we had 8. I don't know how many football teams we're going to have. That affects our Sunday and how long the day goes and how much that costs. So they do vary.
Why are you going from 8 to 6?
Numbers are down a little bit for cheer. I think the cost of travel to nationals is expensive and a deterrent. And it's a deterrent in addition because it's not the experience that people are willing to pay for. It's not even Universal Studios anymore. I'm not even sure where they're going to put us anymore. Like Pop Warner's been degraded over the years from Disney to Universal, then to SeaWorld. Now I'm not even sure they're going to put us in like a hotel there. So people are not, I don't think people are willing to, they can't pay and or they're not willing to pay for that. And I don't blame them. We don't have a lot of football registered yet. Registration's open until August. Just for the clinics that have to register. But it doesn't affect the fall.
This is free.
Right. No, but I mean, they don't have to be registered to participate.
So
our right now is doing well. And hopefully it can turn a lot of the kids. I got a lot of new kids that's never played football before.
And young ones,
25 and 7
years. Well,
that's the problem with the high school program.
Yeah. You know, well, hopefully we can turn these kids.
He's teaching basics.
You know, and that's what we're doing. So, like, Coach Clark is going to be with us this week Saturday. You know, so he's going to be coming with our kids and then helping as well, you know. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we can turn a lot of these kids into this.
Clark moved us to Saturday. Do we know that field?
Okay. I mean, we don't know about it.
Yeah. graduation is
back. Graduation.
Fully bright is back.
It's okay. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know it. Sorry.
What night's
graduation?
It's going to rain Friday, so we're good.
It looks good.
Well, those of you sitting on the field, you didn't. I'm not the flashing. Wasn't just that. Where's the flashing? Sitting at the stands, and that sun right at you over there. It's always
been there. Terrible. I remember one year we did it on the baseball field, personally.
Oh yeah, I remember.
It was the coat, but the year that the field wasn't finished, we rented a ton of chairs. We had some people standing. Do we not have to rent more chairs? But it was close. It was personal. We got the new sound system now. We really can't hear at the football field.
Yeah,
right. Once you get past,
it's too late.
Yeah,
it's too late.
It's too late. Never deal with the chairs.
I know you volunteered. Thank you for what you do anyway.
So some of the things on the agenda, we didn't talk.
If I didn't talk about it, I didn't want to.
Well, so does anybody want to talk about concessions?
It was an idea. I think I gave that. This is the list I gave Mark a month ago. We were going to ask about running the concession stand for those games, but I don't know that we're going to be able to have enough volunteers to do it. So
let me just tell you this. It's not worth it.
Okay. Thank you.
None of the people.
Huh? Jamboree, I don't, it's not even worth it because I know how you feel about it.
Huh? The men, adult men, the Valley Generals.
Oh, okay.
They play for themselves. Not many people
should. Nobody comes. Okay.
And same thing with the soccer people.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good games, but
so
people don't come.
Playoffs, you're going to feel the same way about playoffs as you do about the Jamboree.
Well, so, if you're in them.
Well, if I'm in them, I can't host them.
Why not?
Because it's that's neutral field. It's not how it works.
Well,
so we were thinking about asking to host. It's Pop Warner.
So you don't play home games in the playoffs ever?
Not for Pop Warner. No. I don't believe so. It has to be a neutral field.
Do you have tentative dates for when the playoffs are going to be?
I didn't prepare that because I was not planning to bring it up. Well, it's a potential moneymaker for us to bring all those people here. But in general, the feeling in this room is that we don't want other people playing on our field if we're not playing.
Again, it's in general, what it costs,
right. a little bit in general.
You know,
right? But it's potentially field. that could fund our whole season if we hosted a playoff weekend.
Yeah.
But it's chaos for the neighborhood.
The Oxford game. Funded to hope.
Should we wait until he's not here?
It's the driveway for parking.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, we can't. It's one of the person.
The fact that this paid him to buy my house and parking lot.
That's right. Yeah. I'll rent a bus for my house.
They're open to it. I'll get the tape.
So the concession is just about those guys.
I was just going to ask about that. But
yeah, you'd be upset. That okay, you can't.
That's fine.
Okay.
What
else? Because you wouldn't sell anything, hardly.
Fundraisers, just follow us on Facebook. We have like five or six going at any given time. I was just going to tell you about those. And then the cheer comp dates are, I don't know if this committee cares, but they're set for October, November, and then Nationals is the second week of December. So how we do determines who goes. We'll be fundraising like crazy at that point. And I already told you about our clinics. We had our cheer clinic last week of May, and football will go into mid-July. That's it. Right? That's it. So you would like the dates for playoffs? Okay.
Your regular schedule will be finalized. So
it's not. Yeah, we wait to be told. We have to wait to tell them who we have. Yeah. We don't know who we have until mid-August, right?
Like Labor Day was like your first Jamboree.
That was the Jamboree.
Jamboree is the last weekend in August. First game of the season was Labor Day.
Right.
And it's 8-game schedule?
8-game schedule, 4-4
She's good.
She's
She's the pop Warner queen.
She's here.
History book. Thank you, Jen. So, she was elected. Pam Wojtak is here. She's our compliance manager for Pop Warner this year. She's been in several other seats over the years. 18 years, Pam?
No.
Okay. At least 18 years on the board and in the program. She's probably one of the main reasons the program exists for what it is. She was elected as Southern's Volunteer of the Year, and just this past weekend was awarded New England Regional Volunteer. And she hates it.
Okay. Everyone else wants, is the show over?
Nope.
Yeah.
Pam got New England a Volunteer of the Year, no problem.
Oh, congratulations.
Sorry, your life, Marshall, always 10 minutes late, you know?
But I'm here.
All right. Is there anything else?
After this meeting, anything else? We're probably all done then.
All right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 8:07.
We'll hear a second.
Second.
Second by Diane. Yep.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Aye. Everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep.
Have
a nice
time,
right?
She did.
Yep.